Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad you're with us today. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next full hour because we're going to inspire you, and we are going to help you to create that life that you've only dreamed about having. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show at my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. So many of you have been sending questions, feedback about the shows, asking for specific topics. So that's the place where you're going to connect with me after the show. And when you're at the website, make sure you sign up for my free newsletter, folks. I have been adding in there recipes that are gluten-free, bonus gifts from our guests, future guests, past guests, all kinds of great information and upcoming events that I'm doing, advanced stuff. It's awesome. So make sure you sign up for that free newsletter. And when you sign up for that newsletter, I am going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with the same tools and techniques that I use personally to heal my challenges in my life and create the life I have. And you're going to learn more about that in the show today. So again, that address is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to give you a couple dates here to mark down. On Tuesday, May the 22nd at 1 p.m., I'm going to be starting session one of how to launch and monetize a successful radio show in 30 days. That training is going to be starting for group training and on 22nd at 1 p.m. If you go to AskSueLondon.com, you can sign up for it there. If you don't want to do group coaching but you want to do it one-on-one, you just send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to help you out that way also one-on-one. So connect with me, and I look forward to training those of you that have messages you want to get out. And trust me, you don't have to be professional thinking it's a hard thing to be a radio host, because as Christopher and I will tell you, it's a pretty fun job, isn't it?
It's, I just love it. This is, and we both have a passion for it.
I know. Well, you know what? What you're saying is your passion talking or inspiring or just getting messages out. Like, I don't know what it is. Somebody asked me that earlier today.
Well, I think it's not messages. In my case, it's just the fact that I grew up listening to radio. I always loved the radio. I loved everything about it, how it works, how the announcers sounded. I love the disc jockey aspect of it. I like the personality part of it, where there's a real person talking to you. And I think my favorite kind of radio is personality radio.
Yeah. See, I like the fact where, you know, this gives me the opportunity to touch lives all around the world, right, and just make a difference. That's kind of, you know, been my goal, and that's what I like being a radio host for. Somebody asked me that. I had to think about that, you know, because I find this just such fun work, especially, you know, when you got the best producer there is out there. And I don't want to say other producers. Well, I mean, you know, who else but could I say but you, my dear friend?
Well, I love working. I can't, you know what? I'll have to say it very quietly. The best host, because I work with other hosts too, and I don't want any of them listening to get jealous. So I have to whisper.
Yeah, you better not say that.
I'll say it very quietly. The best host. So there
okay.
You go.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. How's your week been going?
Oh, very, very, very busy. We're actually, as soon as the show ends at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight over here on the East Coast, we have an event tomorrow called Hands Along the Sand, and I might have talked about this last week in last week's show, where everybody's going to hold hands. Kids from the school are going. If they got permission slips, we also have businesses. We have just people, the public, and everybody's going to play hooky tomorrow morning from 9:45 to 10:30, all going down to Musquamicut Beach, and we're going to hold hands. WBLQ is the official station, and we're going to broadcast the audio. Eileen Fiore, who's a great soloist, is going to sing God Bless America, and everybody's going to hold hands, and it's just going to be a great ceremony that basically said Musquamicut did it. We survived Superstorm Sandy. We're back. We're better, and it's just a great way for people to come together. So we've been working on that all week, and as soon as I leave here tonight at 6, I'm going down there to do a big sound check.
Nice, nice. Well, I hope you have good weather tomorrow.
Well, it's supposed to be good tonight and tomorrow. So.
Is it? Yeah. Well, we, listeners, if you've just joined our show, I've been sharing, oh my gosh, how long has it been? Like almost a year now, right, Christopher, about the adventures of my husband Ross and I building a new house and moving in that.
And your show has been on for 2 years.
I know. Is it? Oh my gosh, you know what? You're so right.
Yeah. Two years ago, April, I think.
It was April. I totally forgot about that. The time goes so fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we, folks, we have been building a house here, and we have, you know, the house is built, and we moved in December. Well, we got our driveways this week, and we got our back lawn, our sod in for the grass. And you know what is so funny? And if you're listening and you have a pet, you're going to understand this. Well, our dogs have not had a lawn since last June. Because we've been living in a hotel, like there's been little pieces of grass, you know, at hotels or that. But here, it's been a brand new development, right? They have had no grass. So we get the grass in the backyard. We take them out to do their business. They won't go. They wouldn't go yesterday. So here we're out in the backyard. And of course, we have two male dogs, and Ross and I are lifting our legs. Like, come on, guys, this is how you have to do it.
You really lift your legs to show your dogs that's how you do it?
I didn't know how else to get them to do it, right? I didn't know what else to do.
I want to know what people are thinking when they're if they see you driving by and they see both you and Ross lifting your legs up like that. I wonder what they're thinking.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was out there, the neighbors were killing themselves laughing, and it was really – it turned into being a good opportunity. We met all our neighbors this morning while we're out there, and they said that we were quite the entertainment for them. Our one dog still hasn't gone, you know, in the backyard. He has to have a pole. So I think what we might have to do is just, you know, put a stick in the grass for him to lean against to go, because he just that's the way how he lifts his leg and goes. You know, but
I know
you don't think of things like that, do you?
We both love animals, but I never thought of that way for training a dog. That's new.
I'm telling you. Well, like I'm really like our dogs are really good because they, you know, the one comes on TV with me. The other one is a retired pet therapy dog that's gone in hospital. So I can say to them, you know, okay, guys, go pee. Like they'll pee on demand. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the grass was so foreign for them. So now we've got the backyard. I'm thinking, you know, Ross is probably going to have to put a stick in or something to convince Gus to lift his leg, because I'm not going out there one more time and lifting my leg. I've been quite the entertainment. So, you know, if you've got some, you're listening, and you've got some ideas how we can get Gus to go in our own backyard and not against a lamppost a block away, I'm all open to hearing your suggestions, and call in today to share that.
Now, repeat how they were doing it, you know, when you were in the hotel. Like how were
Well, we had to walk them.
Okay.
We had to walk them, because there was no lawns there, right? So we would go out the back door, and we had to walk them. And even, like, here, because we're out in the country kind of thing, and this development we're in is 75 homes in the country, and so we've had to walk them. So it's been great for us walking, like, an hour, two, three times a day. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of, you know, are thinking they should walk so that if they walk, they go to the bathroom. So now we're like, okay, you can go in the backyard. And they're not doing it.
Well, here's something.
Kind of playing on us too, you know.
I thought of an idea. Now, I don't know if you know specific areas where they went when you were walking them before, and if you have access to get back to those areas and just take
it's a lamppost.
Okay. Well, is there a way? This sounds kind of crazy. And do it when the Department of Public Works isn't looking. Can you like scrape a little paint off of that lamppost?
It's not really paint. It's more like a concrete post. It's like a concrete lamppost.
Can you remove any piece of it at all? Can you do anything like that? Because really, what I've heard, I mean, the way people housebreak their pets, and I think you know what I'm going to say, is let's say they're going on the sofa or they're raising their leg up against the chair. So one way that they train them is to bring the chair outside.
Oh yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I think with Gus Moore, it's like he just wants someone to lift his leg against. And see, we don't have fences yet because there has to be a grading certificate still issued to us. Until we get that from the city, then we can't put fences up. So, and there's no plants back there or trees or anything, right? So, we'll have to figure something out. But yeah, the post idea, I don't think we could do anything about that. And they certainly are good. They don't do anything in the house, so there'd be really nothing else that they would go. But anyways, that's our adventure for today, and we're happy we've got grass and we've got a driveway and we've got a long weekend here in Canada. So
why is it a long weekend? Is this your Memorial Day there?
This is our Victoria.
That's weekend. What it is. Yeah, because you really weren't in any wars. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, we were the country fighting wars, so we have Memorial Day. But you have always been peaceful where you are. So
yes. Yes, I'm not going to comment to that because I can see I could get into trouble just making.
I know I'm being controversial, aren't I?
Yeah, maybe what we should do at that note is take a break. But you know what? When we go on the break, can we give a book away? Because we haven't given a book away for a while.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say the first caller who calls in is going to win a copy of My Life Story: Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this is my personal journey, which we are going to talk about tonight. And tonight, I should have added earlier that I am your host and I'm your guest, and Christopher is going to be part of the show tonight. And y'all call in and ask your questions, and we're both here to help you to heal, to cope, to soar, to create that life you want. Now, Christopher, what number do you want them to call you?
1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. So first caller will win a copy. And Christopher, do you want them to come in? You're going to mail it out to them? Doesn't matter where they are, you're going to send it out?
If they're in the area and they want to stop in, that's fine. If they prefer I mail it, we can do that too.
Perfect. Well, call in and win a copy of the book. And then what we're going to do, folks, is take a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to start answering your questions that many of you have been sending in. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I am your host, Sue London. Welcome back. Today, folks, if you just joined us, we are taking today's show, and many of you have emailed me asking me questions on what all I went through in my life, how I got through it, and you know, asking so many different questions. So I thought today what we're going to do is do the show a little different. I'm going to address your questions and give you some answers to what, you know, you've been looking for. Maybe you're facing the same challenges that I have faced, that I can help you. Now, Christopher, everyone's being shy tonight. Nobody wants a book?
Well, why don't we just remind folks once again. Call right now if you would like a copy of Soar Above It All, written by Sue London, about Sue's life story, which you're just absolutely going to be so intrigued by. You hear her tell parts of it on the air, but you'll read about the whole thing. And all you have to do to get a copy of this wonderful book is call right now, 1-800-930-2819. How do you overcome? 1-800-930-2819. And I find that if you're, you know, encountering any problem, no matter how big or how small, and you want to overcome it, that this is a great, great book. I mean, whether it's alcoholism or whether it's just, you know, maybe a mild addiction of sort, this is a great way to basically turn your life around.
Well, you know, thank you for that. And you know, it's really, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of times people have these feelings they need to do something. And this is exactly what happened with my books. I, you know, have found that I would wake up in the middle of the night, between two and three every morning, and I would just feel, okay, I gotta do this, and I would write like crazy. My first book was Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, and that was based on my experience of going through my life and death pregnancy and the dog coming to the hospital. And I just wrote that. It just channeled right through me, and it's helped so many people. And later in the show, I'm going to talk about kind of the things that have happened from that. Same thing happened with the Rocky's Positive Thoughts coloring book, and as well as Soar Above It All. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to answer the first question, but I'm seeing a message from Christopher. You have a winner of the book?
Yes, Alicia Rathbun, and I'm still on the phone with her now. I'm just going to finish up with her. But okay. Alicia Rathbun of North Stonington, Connecticut, congratulations. You've won a copy of Soar Above It All, and she is going to come to the radio station to pick that up. So thanks for listening, Alicia.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you, Alicia, and I wish you all the best on your journey. Now, what I want to do, guys, is we've given you a book. Tonight, I want to not only answer your questions, but anyone who calls in with a question, I am going to do something that I've never done before. For every caller who calls in to ask a question, I'm going to give you a free one-half-hour session with me on the phone, whatever you need to, you know, get help with, and I will help you with that. So if you want help with a certain area, if you want to ask me a question on the show, we will then do a half-hour session after the show, and we'll book that. So if you want to call in and ask a question, then call us the same number, 1-800-930-2819, and then Christopher will get your information, and then you and I, whoever calls in, will set a date and a time, and we will do a free half-hour consulting session for you in whatever you need to address. I will help you with that. So let's get on with the questions here. The one question that I get a lot from people is, would you please share the details of the challenges that you faced in your life? And Christopher was sharing that my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities, was based on my own experiences I had. Well, here's the challenges that I had. And I would have to tell you that my challenges really started in 1989. As a child, I was having symptoms that doctors could not understand what they were. And they said I was growing too fast, I was too athletic. Then in 1989, May 1st to be exact, my doctor diagnosed me with Crohn's disease. And what had happened, my baby girl, my first baby girl was 9 months old at the time, and the hormonal change of having a baby is what brought the disease out in full blast. And within 3 months, I was having the first of 17 surgeries, and so that was how it started. And it started on May the 1st, 1989, and it came on really fast. In fact, doctors told me the amount, the speed it came on, it was not ordinary. But, you know, when I look back, I feel that there was really a purpose of everything that I've gone through, as you know where I'm at today, right? So that was the first thing that happened, you know, diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Then in 1992, I had a life and death pregnancy. Doctors had told me that if I wanted to have a second child, I had a small window to get pregnant, because Crohn's disease, you can't become pregnant if you are flared up. So there was a few months where my health was good, and I was really watching everything that I was doing. So they said, okay, you are healthy, everything's okay, you can get pregnant. So I got pregnant, and it was literally, I have to tell you, like within that day, that is when I started getting sick again. As soon as I got pregnant, the hormonal change, I got very sick again. And within a very short time, my weight went down to just 80 pounds after becoming pregnant. And I was in the hospital for months. Both ends were going. I don't want to be too graphic, but that's what was happening. And the doctors had said to me that I was so sick, down so small, that I had to make a choice. And they said either I would have to make the choice that I would live or the baby was going to live. And I'm very strong-willed, as Christopher, you will have to agree, right?
Strong-willed is an understatement, my dear.
You think so?
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I think so. And, you know, I tell my children that, you know what, if our grandchildren are strong-willed, all the more power to them. I think that's great, because that's what got me through all of this, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, when the doctor told me who I was going to choose, my life or a baby's life, I chose to fire the doctor, and I got a new doctor. And my new doctor prescribed my dog, Rocky, my little 14-pound Shih Tzu, to come down to the hospital. And he did pet therapy with me, which we're going to talk about later in the show, how that works. Rocky came down to the hospital, and things changed for me. And I went on to deliver a beautiful, healthy baby girl on March the 29th in 1993. And my health was doing great. Then what happened, my husband at the time, throughout my whole marriage, by the way, he was abusive. My childhood, I grew up, I was being abused, and then I married somebody who was abusive. And we moved into a new house, and when we moved into the new house, it was very stressful. My ex was never around, and it just, there were things not right, and I couldn't understand what was happening. So the amount of stress that I was under, and not sharing that, you know, my marriage was not good, very ashamed about all that, and, you know, lots of issues, and you know, being abused, a lot of, you know, emotional stuff within me about, you know, feeling unworthy and all this kind of stuff, I started having problems in my stomach again. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have a torn muscle, because we'd moved in this house, and I'd been pulling roots from trees out and everything. And the doctor figured, well, you know, it made sense that you're pulling roots out and all that. It did not seem like Crohn's symptoms at all. What did end up happening was, hours after that diagnosis, I did go back to the hospital, and my intestine burst while I was sitting in the waiting room of the emerge department. The intestine burst, went in, was given 30 minutes to live. And in that short period, then I had a near-death experience. I went to that white light in the tunnel, and it was my grandfather. As many of you have read my book, you know the story. My grandpa Buck, who was my hero and my best friend and my mentor growing up, he was the one that stopped me and said, Susie, you have to go back. You have millions of people and animals you need to help in our world. And I thought, yeah, right. Me, I'm a mom, the husband's not around, and how could I do all this? And I was sick and the whole thing. I questioned it at the time, but I knew it was going to be a profound experience for me in my future, that quote. So I came, you know, got doing better, came home, and I discovered that my husband had a girlfriend for 14 years of our 16-year marriage, and I went through divorce. And the doctor at that point said the stress was gone and the disease will never come back, because the amount of stress I was under with him, it was a huge change, just, you know, getting out of that abusive relationship. So I went through the divorce, and in 2001, I met Mr. Wright. You'll hear me talk about Ross, my husband, who, you know, I think, Christopher, how many times we talk about Ross and his snoring, right? Ross is my soulmate, for sure, and I couldn't be more lucky and more blessed in my life. And 2003, we did get married, and we started our marriage with 3 weeks in Hawaii, and it's just been a wonderful adventure. In fact, Ross does introduce me as his adventure, not his wife, so I'm pretty...
So do I now, too. Happy.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Well, watch the videos on YouTube. I say the same thing.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, you do. That's right. So that's basically what I went through. And I thought, like, why don't we take a break now, Chris? And then when we come back, what I thought we would do is talk about how animals have been healing for me and the healing ability they are for others. Does that sound good?
Perfect. I love animals.
Okay, so folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, like I mentioned, we are going to talk about animals and their healing abilities. And as a reminder, make sure you go to AskSueLondon.com and sign up for the newsletter and learn about the upcoming teleseminars. There's a few there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Now, folks, today we're doing the show a little different. I've had so many of you send me emails and fan mail asking me questions that I'm taking today, and I'm just addressing your questions, and I am just here to help you with whatever challenges you're faced with. And earlier, before the show, before the break, I shared that if you've got questions you want to ask me, what I'm doing for you today is if you call in, everyone who calls in with a question, I am going to give you, and I don't ever do this on the show before, guys, so this is a special treat for you, is if you call in, I'm going to do a free 1.5 hour consulting session with you. So basically, you and I will get on the phone. You can ask me help with anything that you got, and I'll help you, you know, with some coaching or that. It's all my gift to you for a half hour. So if you got a question, call in at 1-800-930-2819, and when you call in, give Christopher your name and your phone number and your email. And then I will connect with you after the show, and we'll set a time and a day when we can talk and I can help you some more. So this is the day to help you to create that life you desire. Now, another question that I got, I'm going to go on with the questions now. And another question that I get from people is, who played the biggest role in my healing of all the challenges I had? And I will have to tell you that it was my little dog. He was a 14-pound Shih Tzu, and his name was Rocky. When I like to say that, you know, the good time to point out that when we need help, help always comes to us in the most surprising ways. And what happened was that 8 months before I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, a neighbor of mine had a litter of puppy a year earlier. And this puppy, Rocky, was adopted out, and he was brought back because the owner couldn't keep him. And so the owner said, if you can't find a home, said to our neighbor, if you can't find a home, they were going to have to put this dog down. And I am never going to see a little puppy put down just because it had no home. So I gave this little puppy, cute little one-year-old dog, a home. And Rocky is the dog. So what happened? Rocky taught me the most valuable lesson in life about how animals are so healing for us. I grew up with animals. I've always had a dog in my life. My children have always had dogs. We've always had different pets. But, you know, I've really become a huge promoter on it was the dog that basically saved my life. That's the who played the biggest role.
Wow.
Now, what did he do? He gave me unconditional love. He eased my pain, and he gave me the strength and courage to keep going. Now, Chris, you have got a cute little dog. Don't you find miracles happen with your dog now you've got a dog?
Yeah, what was really funny is her name is Bella, and she also is a Shih Tzu. And in the beginning, and now you know I love animals, and my biggest concern is, you know, we already have two cats in the house, Sugarloaf and Biscuit. Actually, no, when we got Bella, we only had Biscuit. I'm sorry. Sugarloaf came later. But we already had Biscuit, and I was worried, well, you know, there's already a tension going one direction, and, you know, how is this going to be for her? And Lena also has five cockatiels, too. I don't know if you knew that.
Quite the zoo going on there.
Well, we have, talk about animals. We are the animal kingdom of Westerly in our house. but anyway, there's all kinds of animals. So I was thinking to myself, are we going to really have the time and attention for, you know, this dog? And now the dog originally belonged to Lena's brother. And I guess they were kind of going through a transition, and Bella needed a home. And I was thinking to myself, are we going to be able to do this? And so we took Bella home with us that night. And the whole premise of taking her for the weekend was to see how we would get along. And then on Monday, we were going to make a decision. Would we keep her or not? And that very night, she slept with us in the bed. And I said, you know, she's a keeper.
She's home.
You know, exactly. And you know, every animal has their own personality too. And Bella, I mean, every animal has their pros and cons, but more pros than cons. And she's very picky about things. But at the same,
but they also mirror their owners, my friend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And but she's very very easy to get along with. Very pleasant. And but she is an attention grabber, and nothing wrong with that. I mean, if I start petting Biscuit or Sugarloaf, and I talk in my high pitched voice and I say, "Oh, Sugarloaf, Biscuit," then Bella runs right over and gets right in front and looks at me and in her doggy way smiles at me, and I say, "Oh, okay."
Well, you know, it is so true that, you know, our pets will pick us. When our youngest daughter was you know, she was going through some challenges with my ex. My ex was a pretty nasty guy, and he was abusing them after we split. And we, you know, I was fortunate I was able to get them help. But to help my daughter cope with the change of, you know, her dad gone and the things she'd gone through with him, we got a dog for her. And I always like to say, you know, have, you know, whoever the pet is for, have them there when you choose the pet, because the animal's going to sense your needs and they're going to choose you. And what happened, Willie had become her pet. And Willie was just a puppy, and this came from a family that we knew, that actually where Rocky came from. And the litter had all been crushed by the mothers. The mother was a young dog, and she crushed the puppies, and only two of the litter were living, and they both had health challenges. And the owner knew that, you know, with me being a Reiki master, I would do, you know, healing on the animal and help them, and we were to get one of them. So we went over, and I said to our daughter, you know, sit on the floor, and whichever puppy is for you, you know, they'll pick you, right? So two of them were there, and only one, and that was the black and white one, and it was Willie. And he fit in, like, smaller than the palm of my hand. His eyes weren't open yet. He rolled over to our daughter. She picked him up, and he peed all over her shirt. And she said, "Mommy, this is my puppy." And that dog and her, honest to gosh, Willie is, you know, has gone on, and he's done, you know, like I mentioned, he's a retired pet therapy dog now. He's 13, and he has gone on and helped so many children at Sick Kids Hospital. He has one black eye and one blue eye. And so kids who've had, you know, burns or they look different, they can see Willie and relate to him. But he also has a snore. It's so intense. If Willie's in my office working with me when I'm on the phone call, people can hear him snoring when he's at my feet. And that snoring is what helped the kids, you know, when he does pet therapy, or the adults, just to take their focus off of their pain because they think he's so comical. So, you know, Willie came to our family to help our daughter, but also he had a mission of us all working together. And our daughter did come to the hospitals with us, and she would work with the kids who were scared to have the surgery. She was only 10 when she started doing this, and Willie would go and help the kids who were going into surgery. So, you know, it's been quite a team. So, you know, the animals will pick us for sure.
Right, and it sounds like Willie is good with children, too. Not only is he comical as entertainment, but it also sounds like he has a love for children.
Oh, he's funny. And, you know, Gus, we call him the party puppy. When we walk, it's actually embarrassing because if people walk by him and don't speak, he's like, "What the heck? Like, why didn't you stop and speak to me?" You know? And so, you know, I'll just say, you know, my dog thinks, you know, you didn't say hi to him, and that's why he's kind of pulling to get back at you. But, you know, I want to share a story. When I do a lot of book signings, and here in Canada we've got Chapters, Kohl's, Indigo. And I was doing a tour of the different Kohl's this one particular time. And I would take Willie because I was there promoting my Rocky's Trip to the Hospital book and Rocky's Positive Thoughts coloring book, and it was about Rocky's, the pet series, right? And I would bring Willie with me, and he would sense people's needs. And there was a woman who came to come into Kohl's bookstore, and Willie was pulling to get at her. And I really follow our dogs when they need something. Like, I'll follow, and if they say we need to go here, we go there, right? Because they sense what people need, right? Mm-hmm. And so this one particular lady was walking into the bookstore, and Willie was pulling to get at her. And she was looking at him and just kind of like, you could tell there was something on her mind, and she was not in the present. And her husband was there, and Ross was with me at this event, and Ross and I said, "Oh, look at, you know, Willie's trying to help this lady." And her husband heard it, and he shared, "Oh, the dog is right, that my wife is going through a terrible time right now." So then I went and took Willie to her and said, "You know, can you do me a favor? Can you pat my dog? Because he feels that you need some pet therapy. He wants to give you some love." Well, she held Willie, and she started crying, and she started sharing about how her mother was just diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and she was so ashamed and embarrassed to tell anybody that. And she just was bottling this up inside, and it was eating her up. like crazy. And her husband was fit to be tied, trying to tell her it's not a bad thing. Like, it's a bad thing. But it's not something she should be ashamed of or hide it or something like that. So Willie just going into her arms and cuddling her and kissing her is what got her to open up and share that and let it go. And she cried and cried. And that was so healing for her. But this is the kind of stuff like that have happened as a result of the dogs doing pet therapy. In my experience, and of course Rocky did stuff for me as well by, you know, licking me when I had pains in one area, he'd lick an opposite area, or he would, you know, nudge me to get me moving if I just felt I just couldn't get moving in that. So if you don't have a pet in your life and you're going through something, folks, I really encourage you to go to your local animal shelter and the animal there is waiting for you and will sense what you need and bring them home. And I'm telling you, it will be like a whole new life for you and the pet. And you don't need to have a zoo like Christopher has.
Is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, I think so. I know we had Dr. Bernie Siegel on one of the shows, and he said that his house was quite a zoo. I know right now we have two dogs, and I said to Ross, I'd like to get some more. And he said, no, two is enough, because our kids bring their pets home, and we have them too a lot. So anyways, I would have a house full. So I totally relate to what you're saying, you know, for sure. But on that note, why don't we take another break? And then when we come back, another big question that a lot of people ask about is what it was like being in the tunnel when I had the near-death experience. So let's take a quick break. Again, visit AskSueLondon.com and learn about the books. You'll see my puppies on there. And sign up for the programs. So that's AskSueLondon.com. And stay tuned, and we will be back after this very short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness, as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane.
Welcome We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. If you've just joined the show, today we're doing it a little different. People have been emailing me and asking me all kinds of questions of, you know, kind of challenges, you know, how do I get through my stuff? So I thought today we're taking the show, doing it a little different, and I'm addressing the questions that you've been asking, maybe too shy to call in and ask. Again, after the show, folks, if you are being too shy to ask on the air, which I understand, you can email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Ask your questions. I am here to help you to get over your challenges. That's what it's all about, helping each other. Now, I want to address the question that I get asked so many times, and I'm on so many interviews on shows just talking about this one topic. The big thing that people want to know about is what exactly happened when I had the near-death experience. So here's the answer to that. What happened when I had the near-death experience, it was after my intestine had burst. And I can tell you that I can still look back and I can remember being surrounded by all of the doctors and the nurses, and they were trying to revive me, but it was like I was in another world. Like I was kind of, my body was, my soul, I guess you'd say, was coming out of my body, and I was kind of looking down at them, you know, working on me and saying, oh, we're losing her. And they were panicking. And I thought, this is very strange because I feel okay. It was like I was watching a film, you could say. And what happened, I started, you know, things were changing as far as the scene, I guess you could say. And the next thing I remember, I was seeing this light, this cloud. And I remember going towards it, and then there was a light there. And when I got in there, it was something that I never experienced before. It was this place of such peace and tremendous love and joy and just contentment, no stress, support, the most wonderful place I had ever experienced, let me put it that way. And I remember feeling, I just want to stay here. It is so, so beyond wonderful here. And as I was thinking about that, I could see images. I could see, I don't want to say shadows, but I could see blurred visions of, they were like people standing there. They were spirits. And one came forward, and the one that came forward was my Grandpa Buck. And Grandpa Buck was my grandfather, and he was, as I mentioned, you hear me say this so much about him, he was a very important part of my life, and he was somebody who, if I needed my butt kicked, he could get through to me. I was very strong-willed, and I trusted him, and I knew that he would put me on the straight, and I could I could believe him. So he came forward and he said, Susie, it is not your time to be here. You need to go back. You have millions of people and animals you need to help. And if it had been somebody else, I probably wouldn't have believed it. But because it was Grandpa Buck, I did come back. And I am now, things are unfolding as he has said. And I am, very blessed to be helping millions around the world. But that's what happened for me. And, when I came back, it was such a... I looked at the world in a different way, that I knew that there is more to when we cross over, that there is something for us waiting. We do join our loved ones. They are there. I have since been with my dog, Rocky. He died in my arms. And I have been with my father-in-law. I was there when he was, I saw his soul coming out. I saw my mother-in-law taking his hand and them going to the white light together with family. Very, very moving for me. And I was very grateful that I could, be a part of that process, because our loved ones do pick who will be with them at that time. And so that's kind of what happened with that. And I could go on a whole show just about that part. So that was about that. Now, another question that I get asked is, what was the biggest lesson that I learned from my challenges? And I will have to say that it taught me to learn in the present moment, because I was one that I lived in the past. I always thought, okay, what if this happens? What if that happens? And very fearful about, you know, what could happen. I was fearful of the unknown, what was going to come in the future if I do this like this and all that. So I live in the present moment now. And that was a huge thing for me to do. It was hard, but I did it. And, you know, it's made life a lot better. And more, less stressful. I got rid of worry, and I started looking at life as everything happens for a reason. And as you know, you hear more about my story and my journey, I can tell you that everything happens for a reason. And I mean, even the fact that I do this radio show with Christopher, right? Christopher, we are like such an amazing team. And you know, we've been told since that we've even been brother and sister in another lifetime, haven't we? So that has been quite interesting. Now, I have to say that I do not take anything for granted, and I eat so much better. I do take care of myself. I can tell you that my children, one thing that happens is that since I've had that near-death experience, I know life is very short. And anytime I'm working with somebody or I'm happy with what they've done for me or I care about them, I don't take it for granted, and I tell them. Everyone who is my friend, if I love them, if I'm grateful for them, I share that with them, and they know that. And you know, I want to point that out because can you imagine if our world, everybody shared that, you know, you loved somebody, you were grateful for them, and you told them that, how much better place we would have if everyone was doing that. So don't wait to have a near-death experience or go to the other side like I did until you start sharing that, because that's huge. So that's something else that I do differently. And I also get very teary-eyed more on the times when it's my kids' birthdays, the birth of my grandchildren, when there's big events. My kids actually have a pool. When will mom start crying at this? Like my daughter's graduation or the birth of our grandsons. And why I get teary-eyed is more I reflect on how my life could have been differently. So I'm very, very, very grateful for everything that I have happened in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the amazing. Now, we're almost out of time for the show. The show's gone pretty fast today. My final words of wisdom to you is that I would just, you know, say to you that life is such an amazing journey, and everything does happen in our life for a reason. I can guarantee you that from what I've seen in my experiences. If you looked at life, you're going to learn from your lessons. You are going to grow from your challenges, and I promise you that you can create that life that you desire to. And I will tell you now that I would not change one thing that happened in my life because it has made me who I am today. I would not be living with such a wonderful person. I would not have this, or I could be different, obviously, right? But I'm saying that, you know, it taught me such lessons, and even going through the abuse with my ex taught me how strong I am. So whatever challenges you're going through, you know, learn from them and grow, and you can have the same adventures that I do. Now, I think we are coming close to an end of the show. I just, again, want to remind you that we do have the How to Launch and Monetize a Successful Radio Show. And that is starting on May the 22nd at 1 p.m. And the details are at the website about that at AskSueLondon.com. I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter to get all these bonus offers and gifts from our guests, gluten-free recipes, healthy recipes, good suggestions, all that at AskSueLondon.com. And Christopher, is there anything else you want to share? You've got a pretty busy night tonight. You've got to go down to the beachfront very shortly.
That's right. I'm heading down to the beach to do a sound check for tomorrow's event, Hands Along the Sand, to bring everyone together in Musquamicut. So we hope everybody comes out and joins us tomorrow between 9:45 and 10:30.
Well, good. Well, you'll have to keep me posted. Send me pictures. And all the best to everybody for that special day tomorrow, and all my Canadian fellow people. Have a great long weekend, and all everyone else around the world. Enjoy the weather. Be grateful. And thanks for joining us today. And Christopher, my friend, thank you for being my wonderful producer. As always, I love you very much, and I'm grateful for you. And we are out of time. So join us next week for our guest, Jerry Jewell. She, if you remember, she's the actress who played on the hit TV show The Facts of Life, and she is going to share her incredible journey of being an actress with cerebral palsy. So have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you soon.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
around the world, one listener